June, we are 7 minutes away from the latest news, weather and traffic for far north Queensland. Now to the China tourism boom. Is it waning? Obviously, there's been massive growth in the number of Chinese tourists coming to Australia and far north Queensland over recent years, and you know the most recent season was a massive one. But new data released by the ABS, the Australian Bureau of Statistics this week, seems to suggest that the number, or at least that growth coming from China, is in decline. However, it does involve statistics, so it's hard to understand. Lucky, we have local business consultant Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consultancy here with us to explain all. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Keir. How are you?
I am well. So take us through what the latest data released this week from the ABS seems to suggest.
Well, it seems to suggest, well, I would say more than seems to suggest, it does suggest that there's been a big slowdown in the number of Chinese arriving into Australia. At the very beginning of this year, the data from the ABS at the moment is very delayed. The Department of Immigration have had some problems with a new methodology around entry cards. And what that means is that we're only now getting data for January of this year. But having said that, what it demonstrates is that there was a very sharp decline in the number of people from China coming into Australia during January. Now, there's a big caveat on that because the number from China coming in relies very, very heavily on when Chinese New Year falls. And this year, Chinese New Year is in the middle of February, or was in the middle of February, I should say, whereas last year it was in January. As a result, the difference between the January numbers for 2015 and the January numbers for 2014 showed about a 9% decline. That's largely because of Chinese New Year. What will be interesting to see is what happens to the data once we get the data for the Chinese New Year period, i.e. the February and potentially into the March data as well. Having said that, even allowing for that seasonal glitch, if you like, due to Chinese New Year, the trend data, which sort of irons out some of this more volatile movement, the trend data has showed that the number from China has been falling for about 4 months now on a month-by-month basis. But it's still rising. I mean, there's no question on an annual basis it's still up, but the rate of increase has slowed quite dramatically.
Now, of course, this has been something that's been discussed. We've been hearing about a clampdown both on corruption, on the idea of money flowing out of the country. Possibly are we seeing the ramifications of that sort of stuff that's been occurring in China, certainly towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year?
Yeah, I doubt it, actually. What we're looking at the moment, I suspect, is something more, is not that. We did see a decline in the numbers back at the end of 2012, beginning of 2013, when those new regulations around shopping and things like that came in. And there was a blip in the trend data at that point. But subsequent to that, it ramped up very sharply again. If you look at the line, essentially the trend line for people from China coming into Australia, it's almost a straight line. It really is from the beginning of the decade. It's pretty much a straight line with a couple of tiny blips. There was one blip in that change in regulations, as you mentioned, and this is another blip. Now, it may just be that. It may just be a blip caused by this difference of Chinese New Year. And it may be that over coming months we see that position reversed. But at the moment, it's quite a substantial decline in the trend numbers. And to give you an idea, over the past 4 months, the trend is indicating that the number of Chinese coming in per month has fallen from just over 75,000 to just over 71,000. That's a fairly large decline in the space of 4 months.
27 past 7. We're speaking to a local business consultant, Pete Faulkner, on the numbers from the ABS regarding China tourism and the possibility, although it's yet to be confirmed, of the boom waning. Pete Faulkner, obviously a lot of the investment that's happening in the tourism industry around the country and potentially, of course, here in far north Queensland as well, like floated, the ideas of Aquis and projects such as that.
Yeah.
Is this a point at which alarm bells could potentially be ringing for the industry looking forwards, or do we have to wait, as you say, to find out if it's a blip or not?
Oh, look, I think it's probably too early to say that alarm bells should be ringing. That's maybe a little too alarmist. But it's certainly true to say that the Chinese market obviously is incredibly important to this area. I mean, I was just crunching some numbers this morning before I came on just to give you an idea of how important it is. Over the last 2 years, so this is taking data up to the third quarter of 2014, which is actually the only data we've got because of those problems I mentioned earlier, or the most recent data we've got. in the Chinese coming into Australia have grown. That's accounted for about 30% of the growth of tourism into Australia, about 30% over the last 2 years. For the tropical North Queensland area, it's accounted for about 50% of the growth. If you go back a little further, 3 years, again, it's about 30% of the increase for Australia. It's 75% of the increase for tourism into far North Queensland is due to Chinese, the growth in Chinese numbers. It's an incredibly important sector for our part of the world. So obviously, any tourism investment, any infrastructure investment that is geared around those Chinese numbers are clearly going to be keeping a very close eye on this kind of data.
Pete Faulkner, I really appreciate your time because you've understood it on our behalf. We thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Keir.